producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Boy, are we hot. Richie, this program is so hot.
Smoking hot.
Hot is it? Roberta Fasanelli is hot. Rich McFadden is hot. Doug Steffen is hot. Listeners are hot. Everybody is hot. Not hot under the collar, necessarily, but we find things that are going on in the world that are hot. The gasoline prices. Interesting. I'm looking at the Atlanta newspaper this morning, and there's a headline. Low prices fail to spark growth, referring to the price of petroleum. We've been driving around the South. If you've been listening to the program here, there's a lot of focus on the experiences that we're having in the South. One of them is that the price of gasoline, I saw $1.49, I think, was the cheapest a gallon. Diesel is around $2 a gallon here. It really is quite a different and refreshing change. You know, it really is of something that when you experience it, you like it.
And it's where it should be.
Well, it actually is where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
So how is it that with that, the economy isn't being sparked? As a matter of fact, there are some people who say it's a worry that the price of gas is as low as it is. A couple of different headlines from various people. I'm looking at the New York Times today. I got here the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, USA Today, Wall Street Journal, all have some variation of the same theme that having low gas prices is a problem. It sure as heck isn't a problem for me. Is it a problem for you, Rich?
Nope.
Problem for you, Roberta?
Nope. She doesn't mind at all either.
Apparently not.
She told me.
So how
You know what my theory is? Why the gas prices are so low?
Yes,
I think because they're trying to squeeze out ISIS, because ISIS has been making a lot of their money on oil, especially on the black market. So what they're doing is they're keeping gas prices artificially low so they don't make as much money.
Yeah, that's but they're still theory. Making money.
Yeah.
So
I think that's
but a, not as much.
I don't know about that.
Instead
of making $20 million a month, they're making $5 million a month.
But you know what?
Yeah, but they're artificially manipulated anyway, the gas prices.
Listen to
the reality. Listen
to the two of you talk about this.
There's no reality.
But why is it a reality? We could stop that in 5 seconds if we wanted to stop it. Why do we? Well, these people are selling their oil on the Turkish market. The Turks are all worked up about how horrible ISIS is, but yet under the circumstances, they're taking the oil. They're selling it on the black market. So what we see these things, they're so obvious, and nobody, it's like the whole thing with what's going on with Daesh. Nobody's done anything about it. They've been at this for a couple of years, if not more. Nobody has done a doggone thing. Now the Russians are involved and other people are involved that are down there. We're going to send troops for whatever reason to be in harm's way. And this is something that could have been taken care of by us curtailing the sale of the price of gasoline. We didn't even have to, you know, there's a lot of debate about whether we should be bombing these areas because they're innocent civilians that are going to get bombed. But we don't have to do that either. You send in the SEAL teams and you just shut off the ability of them to sell. And you tell the Turks if they buy the oil, they're all the aid they get from America and everybody else is shut off. Why, what's so difficult about figuring that out?
Or just why? Bomb all of the trucks that they, I mean, that's what they've been doing. Bomb the trucks that they're transporting the oil in. Bomb the stations that they're creating the oil in. Just bomb it all. Shut it down.
But bombing it all, it doesn't keep it from getting out of the ground. There's a market. The Turks are buying it. The Turks are supposed to be our friends.
They do not have the infrastructure to be able to rebuild all of the the facilities that you're pump missing my and pull
point.
The oil out.
I understand what you're saying, but I don't understand. Saying. These people are supposed to be our friends. We're there helping them. The Turks are all sweating. What happens if all of these
it's
Syrian
not just
refugees
the Turks that are buying it. It's the Iranians, too.
Yeah, okay, so the Iranians are buying it. Why can't we stop them? I mean, this is such nonsense. And it just is, as with many of the problems in the world, people say, well, you don't understand international politics. I understand international reality. And the reality is that these people are screwing us and screwing themselves. Somehow or other, this has to be, this has got to stop. And by the way, I don't necessarily know that I think that the reason that the price has been pushed low is because of that, Roberta. I just think there's a lot of oil on the market. And as Richie said a few minutes ago, this is actually where the price ought to be. This is what it's really worth. I guess it's like anything else, it's worth whatever you're willing to pay for it. But if you look at the profit margins of the big oil companies, they're still making a ton of dough because their margin is still the same. Mm. And what makes it more reflective or very interesting for us to look at it in terms of why it costs what it does in various parts of the country, it's all taxation. A little bit of transportation, but when prices are $1.40, $1.50, $1.60, $1.70 down here, and diesel fuel is $2, $2.04, and yet we're all of our, if you go to where Roberta is, either in it's cheaper in New Orleans, but certainly New York, and
oh
where
gosh,
Richie
yeah.
is in Washington, and where I am up in Massachusetts, the prices are still, the gallon of gasoline is under $2. Where I am, but it's the diesel fuel is more expensive, and it's kind of like we're all getting used and abused, and now these people say, well, this is bad for business. It's not bad for business. I'll tell you something. When I shipped some stuff on UPS the other day, and I looked at the bill, and there was a fuel surcharge, I looked at the guy, and I said, I'm not paying that.
There really was?
I just won't ship your part.
Seriously?
There's a 46-cent
And that's the gap
UPS,
that we're all getting right now.
Screw job.
With the airlines, too. You look at the airline bill, and
everybody
was adding taxis. Everybody was adding a fuel surcharge.
They still have it.
And then when the prices dropped, they're like,
Yeah, let's just keep charging them. Yeah,
they got used to the surcharge.
That's a great way of putting it, Richie. Yeah. Oh, well, see, I don't know. I'm absent today.
No, that's still there. Right. I missed that. Sorry.
Average price of a gallon of regular gasoline off 4 cents the past week. Nationally, it's $2.06 a gallon is the average. I can't imagine that there are people, but I'm trying to get the gist of what is being said here in terms of how this has not helped growth, what businesses, consumer spending is way up for Christmas this year. This is going to be the biggest dollar amount in the history of retail. This there's more money around to be spent. There are more people to spend it. So I'm thinking that when we see the results in January of the Christmas spending and the end of the year, most of the companies, especially retail companies, are going to show a very good year. But the people on Wall Street, if you believe them, say the economy remains mixed. Slow growth. I wonder how much the psychological impact of the Fed saying they were going to increase rates had on big business. You think that's a psychological impact? I don't know the answer to that. I'm looking around. I'm trying to figure out what it is in the change. The cost of labor is one of the things that is affecting the bottom lines, and that may be affecting. I don't think it has anything to do with gas. I think it has to do with the cost of labor. We went by yesterday, driving through parts of Tennessee. We went by, a Nissan plant, a couple of car plants, Pittsburgh Plate Glass has a plant down here in the middle of nowhere. Yesterday, where I was in Tennessee, in the middle of nowhere. But there were four or five big plants. And one of the things that was reflective is a labor situation. But Meredith brought up something that was pretty interesting. The big companies that want to sort of skirt around some of the rules and regulations that you get in heavily populated areas, probably in order to get these businesses down into these areas and all the labor that's, that goes along with it and how the it impacts local economy, do they look the other way? I don't know the answer to that. I'm not accusing, but I would bet that it's easier to deal with bureaucrats and regulators in the South than it is in the north, especially in these areas where
I would agree.
Jobs are few and far between. I'm going to bet that that's a lot easier. And by the way, the plants don't have as many cars parked in the parking lot because of the robots that are being used now to make cars. And in many businesses, you know, the fact, and I think that's part of what
that and the fact that last
here.
Month was the best month for auto sales on record.
Yeah. Oh, terrific.
Ever.
Yeah.
Was it really?
Right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The November was a great month for car sales.
Wow.
And so I think the union, the labor market is pricing itself out in some circumstances, and that may be affecting the economy to a certain extent. It doesn't affect sales, but it affects people's ability to buy things because if you don't have a job, how are you going to go out and buy? Now, you can say, well, Doug, that's sort of contradictory. What you just said is going to be the busiest season. I think the economy is beginning to slow down a little bit. I think that they're going to artificially keep the price of gas and a lot of other things low so that the election turns out the way these people want the election to turn out. And as soon as the election's over, you watch how the economy is going to change. Bananas. Look at what happened the last time when Mr. Hope and Change got elected. In 5 minutes, the economy went into the tank after he got into office. So,
Wall Street is very like Republicans, don't like Democrats anyway. So right. That's right. Usually the theory is when it changes, there's about a six-month wait-and-see period. Where everybody just kind of shuts it down.
So. By the way, the only other business story that has interest and importance is a fellow who was the medical entrepreneur that ran Turing Pharma has resigned as the CEO of his own company. He started this company, and he has, because of his shenanigans, made a mess of it, according to the stockholders anyway. And so he got arrested. He had a Ponzi scheme, apparently. It has nothing to do with what he did buying this company that sells that drug, and he put it out for $70 and it was $10 before or something. Nothing to do with that. But he actually has raised the money for his pharmaceutical plant using a Ponzi scheme. He had four or five businesses. None of them were any good except for this one company. So they found out about it, and that's why he's going to jail. And that's why he's been ripping off these hedge funds. And you know, the hedge fund, you don't mess with those guys. They're like messing with a mafia. When you mess with those hedge fund guys, woof, you better look out.
Yeah, they take that seriously.
You better believe you take it seriously. All right, speaking of taking things seriously, actually, it's 19 after the hour, Richie. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make any difference whether you have colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Got a little yabba dabba do there, weren't you?
Yes, well, this is what we have here. Video of the day today at DougStephan.com is from Brian Setzer. It's an animated lyric video for one of the new songs from his Christmas album. This one is Yabba Dabba Yuletide. It's a lot of fun if you watch this. Richie, you probably watched it a couple of times. See, I get into this. This is so much fun. This kind of music at Christmas time.
Just the fact that, I mean, Spencer's great at doing, you know, old TV. He's done Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah.
And he's done the James Bond theme, the Batman theme. So now he takes the Flintstones theme and makes a Christmas song out of it. How cool is that? This guy's awesome, man.
Yep, it is. You should watch him and his career, the things that Richie brought him to my attention. Very cool stuff. It's a cool Yule when it comes to his music, Richie. I like that. 25 at the hour. Time for us now to review the top 10 songs from the soundsofchristmas.com website. This is something that's run by our own Kenny Kessler. Thousands of people every day are listening to, I think he's got 3,400 Christmas songs. And you can pick.
Wow.
You choose the songs that you want, and that's how the top 10 is derived. So every day it changes dramatically as to people picking and choosing their favorite songs. I don't think there's anything in here. Well, we'll see if it's been consistent in the top 10. Let's start at number 10 with U2's Christmas Baby Please Come Home. Song first introduced in 1987. You recognize this?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Song. How do you not recognize that?
This version, I know. Right. And they're all about this sort of thing. Anyway, so that's 10. And by the way, the numbers come for the soundsofchristmas.com by the number of people who are either downloading the tune, which you can do there, or requesting to hear it, calling it up as they're listening. So number 10 belongs to U2. Number 9, Queen. Thank God. I just can't imagine. I can't wrap myself around Queen.
You're doing a Christmas song, I know.
Sorry. Yeah, doesn't quite work.
Why not?
I know. It just doesn't quite work. We played Conan O'Brien and the Basic Cable Band was in the top 10 last week. Not at number 8 where they are right now, but they were closer to the top of the list.
Uh-huh.
Another one. This is from 2013. Conan and Run, Rudolph, Run. number 8 this week. Can you even imagine that being Conan O'Brien? I found this year, Richie, listening and watching this list, there's more conformity to it than has been the case in the past. More of the songs are staying in the top 10 longer. For example, Colby Calais and the number 7 song this week, Mistletoe, from 2007.
Love her voice.
Break glass and
mistletoe.
Very sweet. Wrap me in a great big bowl.
Traditional song, Roger McGuinn, who was with the Byrds, does his treatment of Angel We Have Heard on live tradition. You can hear his voice there. And the Turtles. He's one of those guys that really was affected by being in that musical era.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You look at him the way he comes across. It's all about him and that era. Number 5, here's another one that's been around on the Christmas thing almost since the beginning of the season.
Oh, how
Dick Van Dyke.
An old-fashioned Christmas, the kind we used to have so long ago.
2008.
Right,
this one has really moved up on the list this week. Last week it was number 10. This week, number 4, Darlene Love and the Brian Setzer Orchestra with their version of Sleigh Ride. You're going to love this. Oh, Richie. Set their back again. Yeah. 1996
is reported. She's so good.
They're great together. I think it's very special. Sleigh Ride together with you, Darlene Love. Thank you. Ryan Setzer, number 3 on the Sounds of Christmas list this week. Corey Hart. And this is 1985. Rudolph. Here's another one that's been around for a couple of weeks, Richie, in Kenny's Top 10, Sounds of Christmas, Bob Saroy and Shirley Brunel. I don't
know. It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle
bells. That's number 2. And this is a song that was recorded. Number 1 most requested and listened to song from the soundsofchristmas.com was recorded and released in 2012 by the Rosebuds. I can understand why this is number 1, Richie. All right, so there it is. Top 10 Sounds of Christmas, 29 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm 1 out of every 5 children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So far, so good. 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden on the Good Day program. You want to know what's good about today, tomorrow, next 24 to 48 hours?
What's that?
We're into the Christmas season.
Yep.
And that's cool and good because a lot of people are changing their moods, even though the news media would like us not to change our mood. And every once in a while we get suckered into all of that stuff. The fact that the darkness will end. The winter solstice.
How do you mean?
Change as well.
Oh, this is the
shortest. Today is the shortest.
Yeah.
The shortest light day.
So the Earth
of the year.
Starts turning back on its axis.
Well,
it starts turning backwards now. It reverses.
It reverses.
No,
I mean instead of tilting away, we start tilting towards.
It tilts towards the sun.
Right.
And so things, at least in the northern hemisphere, that's the case. Southern hemisphere is the opposite because of the axis and how the we're not up and down straight. We tilt on an angle. And so the southern hemisphere gets the sun in a different way. And isn't it amazing? Again, this is one of those things about life and the universe and creation and how things work. Imagine a perfect sphere like we are on that is so perfectly constructed that at the exact midpoint where the equator is, there is a balance that happens so that there's equality. Equality on the planet comes on its at its equator, the same as it does on its axis in the other direction, thus latitude and longitude, and how you can easily pinpoint things. Who developed all of those things? The interpretation of the Earth on its axis, which is longitude, and the Earth as it moves up or down from the equator, that's called latitude. Who in the world figured that? It's like time. It's like calendar.
Yeah.
It is just, I mean, today is the same. It happens the same way at the same time every year and has pretty much since the planet began. It is so amazing to think that what we're going to experience in the next 24 hours has happened every single year for billions and billions and billions of years.
But not exactly
the same. You have to say it right. Billions and
billions.
Billions,
like Carl Sagan did. Well, it's within a nanosecond, Richie. Well, the planet has changed, certainly, over the course of the billions of years. But
because the shape of the planet changes, it doesn't spin at exactly the same rate that it has for billions of years. It changes ever so slightly.
In a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's how we have to adjust these atomic clocks every once in a while. Mm-hmm. So anyway, the planet changes. It becomes winter here and summer in the south. If you go to earthsky.org, you can watch this as it happens because there's video. It begins tonight just before midnight Eastern time and then runs through the actual change through about 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. This moment, though, the exact moment at which the Northern Hemisphere is tilted as far away from the sun as it will be all year, now it begins, as Richie said, to tilt in the other, not really in the other direction, but sort of to tilt back. So that's why the days, you can add a minute of sunlight to each day. And as it gets closer to spring, you add a couple of minutes a day at the bottom and the top of the day. I don't know how that's all decided. A lot of times I think the folks in meteorology would tell you that winter begins December 1st. Well, it sure as heck hasn't this year. We have had
January 1st.
I know it exactly.
It's going to be 70 degrees here on Washington.
Yeah, but who's complaining? I don't hear anybody complaining.
Nope.
Well,
I don't hear
actually do. People are starting to get weirded out by here. They're like,
oh, it doesn't feel like Christmas.
Really?
Like,
global warming.
You know what?
Global warming.
It feels like Christmas in Florida. Live with it.
Well, I'll be in Florida on Christmas, and it will feel, it's supposed to be 84 degrees in Palm Beach County on Christmas Day.
And what's wrong with
it's
that?
It's supposed to be about 70-something in California, which is the way it's supposed to be, but those same temperatures, or close to those same temperatures, as Richie just suggested, are predicted for the Mid-Atlantic. Those of you who are listening on the coast and the Delmarva and up in that region, even into New England, supposed to be 54 in Boston on Christmas Day, and then get colder as we go into the next week or two. But it's just one of those things that happens as a result of the influences of the water in the Pacific, the El Nino effect or the La Nina effect, how it affects not only California weather. This year is supposed to be a little warmer, a little wetter in California than it has been, and more water as you go across the mid-south and into the mid-central part of the country. It's supposed to be very wet starting up. I'm in Atlanta this morning. It's supposed to be very wet here over the next 3 or 4 days, an inch or two a day. And that has been, if you have been in New Orleans where Roberta's been, or even in Texas and up through Oklahoma this summer has been very wet through some of the grain belt, been very wet in comparison to what the...
Yep.
We had droughts in some places last year. This year, it was just the opposite. So much rain, the crops got drowned out. So is that anomaly. But anyway, the point is that we have a nice... It doesn't seem to have bothered... so much. I don't feel like it has bothered the weather this fall has bothered, or even the fact that it got darker earlier. It doesn't seem to have gotten in the way. I don't know why that is. Maybe because I'm not spending as much time on the farm doing the work, and it hasn't seemed to have caught up with me. I don't know whether it has with you or not. But the good thing is, again, that most people like it when the days get longer, or supposedly longer, more light. And so we'll celebrate that along with a great celebration of Christmas. Merry Christmas to all of you. We'll be here, or I'll be here. I don't know who's going to be here with me live on Christmas morning for the Good Day program.
It'll be a surprise.
I tell you, it will be a surprise. Da, 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 da. In a moment, we're going to talk about, speaking of Christmas, how to safely handle your tree. Some good help and advice there. Here's some advice for those of you who are losing your hair. This is something you can do before Christmas. You can get on the phone right now, 800-525-8319, and order Provia. Provia is an easy-to-use serum, clinical-grade botanical extracts that cleanse your scalp, get rid of the gluck that has plugged up your pores. And that's the reason that you have hair loss and thinning, because you've plugged up your pores, and the hair that wants to come through the new regeneration of your hair, which is the same as all the other cells. We rejuvenate our cells all over our body, but the cells can't get through because the pores are plugged up. Unclog them and your hair starts growing again. See the Provia difference. Call 800-525-8319. People from all over the country are sending me notes all the time thanking me for sending them in the direction of a fuller, healthier head of hair. Provia works or your money back. Yep. Get your hair back or your money back. Call 800-525-8319. Great stocking stuffer. And as I said, you can call today and order, and you'll get it in time for Christmas. 800-525-8319. Not just about you, but the other people who may be follicularly challenged would appreciate this big time. There's a volumizer in this as well, so the hair you have left on your head when you use Provia looks thicker and stronger. No matter how you use it and no matter how you look at it, this is a win-win for anybody, men and women, who need to address their thinning hair. 800-525-8319.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's our most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high-performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 7799 at checkout. Code 7799.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Coming up on 45 past the hour, Roberta and Richie and I have Joe Minosa. If his name doesn't ring a bell, but you're a fan of Chicago Fire, the NBC television program Dick Wolf has produced, you would know him as Joe Cruz. I didn't, Joe, know your name until I saw you were Joe Cruz, and then I know, I know who that guy is. I actually think that's quite an interesting show. Just before we talk about you've now appeared in a lot of PSAs, trying to remind people to be careful this Christmas season about their Christmas trees, et cetera, et cetera. But just give us a 60-second sort of review of your career as an actor.
Oh, gosh, 60 seconds. Okay, on the clock. Well, basically, you know, I started out in high school theater, moved on to college and graduate school, got my MFA in acting, and then kind of moved to Chicago, where I worked the theater boards for about 10 years, doing small bit parts on television throughout, and I landed a recurring role on Foss, which aired here with Kelsey Grammer, which kind of got me noticed by the folks over on Chicago Fire, and you know, 4 years later, here I am.
Are most of the people in these Chicago shows, there's three of them now from Dick Wolf, are they all basically Chicago actors like you, or have they come in from all over the place?
It's kind of a mix. There are quite a few of us here that are from Chicago, and then a lot of the people that you see on kind of a day-to-day roles, you know, a lot of those folks are cast out of Chicago. But it's a mix. There's people from L.A., there's people from New York. We are a melting pot, just like the city.
Yeah. Good. Well, that's great. A lot of people would probably like to be distracted by what's going on in Chicago. Chicago, I find to be one of our great American cities, regardless of some of the things that have given you a black eye of late. I think it's a wonderful place, frankly. Let's spend some time talking about these PSAs that you have done. Be burn aware. What do people most forget? And do they need to be reminded about when it comes to Christmas tree lights and the safety, basically, of having a real tree in their home?
Well, you know, number one, I think the thing that I definitely have forgotten in the past is you got to water your tree every day. You'd be surprised how quickly that tree dries out. And, you know, a dry Christmas tree can ignite in as quickly as 10 seconds. So just imagine, you know, how quickly that could end up igniting your entire home. So, yeah, I would say that's the first step. And also just make sure when you put your Christmas tree up, you're not putting it up during, around any open flames, not near any fireplaces or lit candles, or even an open heater. Heating vents can definitely cause ignition. So definitely be careful with that as well.
Isn't it amazing how much common sense is involved and how little common sense people seem to have when it comes to this sort of thing?
I'm completely with you, man. You know, I think about it to myself all the time. You know, I think about how many Christmas trees I've had. And, like, for example, when I'm putting up my Christmas lights, you know, you use those things year in and year out. And you don't think about how they could very easily be kinked or they could have frayed wires, and that can also lead to a very quick fire. So, you know, it's simple things like that can really, really make a difference during the holidays.
So you partnered with Shriners Hospitals. They came to you to ask you to do these PSAs, is that it?
Yeah, you know, actually, Charlie Barnett, another fantastic actor who was on Fire, he worked with them previously, and he kind of clued me in on it, and I was like, I have to be involved in any way that I can. You know, I've had the great pleasure of working with a lot of firefighters over the last couple of years, and it's incredible how selfless these men and women really are. And through that, I've gotten to hear some incredible stories of bravery and courage from those people that have gone through the fire themselves. And when they find out about what Shriners really does and how they go above and beyond to even take care of medical expenses if the family can't afford it, I jumped on board. I said, you know, anything that I can do to help spread the word, however we can try and make it a safer holiday for everybody, you know, I'm all on board.
Do you spend the holidays in Chicago, have a family and that sort of thing, children, parents? Who's in Chicago with you for Christmas?
Actually, you know, I have a bunch of family out in Florida, and my fiance has a bunch of family out in California. But we're actually taking off this year. Me and her are going off on a little trip. We just got engaged, and we're going to be celebrating that out in the Dominican Republic for a couple of days. Going to try and warm up.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
When do you go back to shooting Chicago Fire? When does the rest of the season get shot?
We actually start shooting again the exact same day we're back on the air, January 5th. We are back filming, and we are also back on the air with a major, major crossover event that we're super excited about. Three-way event that's going to be incredible. We're really excited about what the potential
is. Well, it looks like the catalyst is the Dick Wolf connection, and they're bringing a lot of those different shows and stars together. Well, Merry Christmas, Joe. Thank you for the message. Joe Minoso from Chicago Fire. Check out beburnaware.org.
Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The hour, Doug Steffens, good day, and tech talk time with our regular tech feature guy on Monday mornings, Richard Schemmel, former BuzzFeed contributor and tech media observer. And Richard, it's getting close to Christmas time, and everybody's out there for the electronic gifts. And one of those that is coming out this week, if you get a drone for Christmas under the tree and you unwrap it, as of today, you have to go to the FAA and register your drone.
Absolutely.
How do we do that?
Today's the day.
Where do we go? What do we do? Do you know? Because I don't. I have three of them. Don't know what to do.
What I'll do is I'll send you the link, and you can put it up on the website if you want. But you go to the website for the FAA, you register the drone, you get a certificate and an ID number, and what they're asking you to do is put that ID number on the drone itself. It's any drone that's a half pound or more. Like I bought a mini drone on a website that must be the size of a half dollar. I don't have to register that drone.
Right.
But then again, I can't fly it anywhere except into the ceiling.
Yeah. Right, right. So, I have one of those too, and then the others. And that's interesting because I was wondering, how would they identify my drone? It doesn't have any serial numbers on it. Okay, I have an orange one, and I have a yellow one. There you go. So
And what I saw was interesting this week is that they're going to have what they call drone catchers out there, which are other drones that are carrying nets.
Awesome. That is so cool.
Oh, that's cool.
That we'll be able to catch drones, runaway drones or drones they need to find and stuff like that. But I think, you know, we'll see how many are registered, how many don't. It's only $5 to register them. So maybe this will help the economy because I'm sure they want to sell millions of drones.
All right, so what are the other top electronic gifts so far for this year?
I think the top electronic gift is the Amazon Echo. I know you talked about it before.
Yeah.
It is just amazing.
Was that the thing that sits on your countertop and you ask it questions and it answers everything?
Yep.
Well, and also that you can listen to music on, you can listen to radio, you can listen to, you know, can control your lights in your home. It can tell you jokes, it can give you weather, it can give you news. The only problem with this is it's always listening.
All right, and then Star Wars is what's selling the Star Wars products?
The Star Wars products, I bought a BB-8 this week. One of those worldwide.
That's cool.
Cute.
You know, I used it for about an hour, and now it's been sitting for about 3 days, just sitting there. It's cute. It's nice. It's fun. But, you know, I'm just wondering how long I'm going to have it for before I give it away or I do something else.
Or it sits in a box in the garage.
Right, there's some controversy over the Star Wars toys, the action figure set of having no women figurines in it. So that we're going to read a little bit about this week as well. You know, it's going to be interesting to hear Doug's take on the movie because I believe that there's either Star Wars fans or non-Star Wars fans, and Star Wars fatigue is going to set in.
He says he didn't like it. I talked to him yesterday after he saw it, and he says he didn't like it. So, but here's, if Star Wars is, I mean, it makes $500 million over the weekend, why is Disney stock taking a hit? Why is it down?
ESPN is losing so many subscribers.
Really?
Oh yeah, that's the biggest story. You can just search that. Star Wars is. You know, a one-time thing for this year. Okay, it'll continue to sell products and licensed materials, but ESPN has lost millions of subscribers over the last year, and with cord cutting and people not really watching sports, that don't want to watch sports, they don't want it, so they're going to a Hulu or to an Amazon Prime or to a Netflix. They don't really need ESPN.
And Disney does, to your point, Richard, Disney does charge a lot of money for ESPN per subscriber to their cable affiliate. So if people are getting that content other places or if they're signing up directly with the website, they would take a
Are people cutting the cord and then going to ESPN.com? Can they make it up there?
I don't really think so. Not at all.
Interesting.
The stock market is so manipulative anyway. They're going to spin it whatever way they want to spin it. There's different variables with the stock.
Losing subscribers is losing subscribers, and that's a problem for ESPN. There's a lot of money there. So, thank you, Richard. It's 58 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffens. Good day.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.